Hello and welcome to Living Your Yoga. I'm Melissa West, and today's Living Your Yoga is on the five hindrances. It's a slightly different version than you're used to seeing. For one, I'm inside, and for two, I'm joined by a guest. Today's guest is Jay Forrest. He is the host of Spiritual Wisdom, and Jay's mission is to inspire you to live a peaceful and happy life by learning to think clearly, act wisely, and live mindfully. He combines the latest in neuroscience and psychology with Eastern and Western philosophy to give you teachings to transform your life. Jay is a certified meditation teacher, the author of Practical Buddhism, and the host of Wisdom Podcast. So welcome, Jay.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you with us today. So we've been doing on my other channel, on Namaste Yoga, we've been doing a whole series of classes on the five hindrances, and it's been very interesting to see the response to it. And so actually my students know that I'm having you on, and there have been some questions coming up about them. So I'm very excited to have you here today. So we're going to start off by asking you, a meditation teacher, somebody who's studied Buddhism, what is desire?
Well, desire is actually probably not the best translation. I would prefer attachment because there's desires that are passive, those things that just arise in our emotions. And those are not what Buddhism's trying to eliminate any desire so you become like, Mr. Spock on Star Trek or something. What Buddhism is trying to do is stop you from being driven by these desires. So, and how are we driven by them is by attachment, by hanging on to them, by giving them the steering wheel of our lives. And so when we look at desire starts with that attraction to something where we feel that pull. And that pull then is we react to that. And how we react to that depends a lot upon whether or not we suffer. If we have something we're attracted to, but we can't have it, what does that immediately cause? It causes suffering, dissatisfaction, which in the Pali, the original language of Buddhism, it's called dukkha. Dukkha is that sense, and it's more than just suffering. When you think of suffering, you think of, the bad, real bad things in life. But dukkha is more the idea of a wheel out of kilter. It's just something isn't right. It doesn't feel right. It's not smooth. Our life is bumpy. And that has different levels. It has levels of just, that not feeling right, that unfulfilled feeling, that dissatisfaction, all the way to intense agony and suffering. And so this is the very first of the major hindrances that we have to face in it doesn't matter the practice, whether it's Buddhism or whatever your spiritual path is. You'll come into that, you'll come head to head with wanting things that you can't have and having things that you don't want. And it seems sometimes in our lives that that's pretty much the script of our entire life. Well, what's the key? The key here to eliminate that hindrance is to eliminate not the desire, but caring that the desire is there. Matter of fact, one monk talks about, he wrote a book saying, don't take your life personally. If you don't take the desires that arise personally, and they're just desires, they're just there, they're just feelings, they're not important unless you give them importance, then instantly you have a different relationship with them. And it's that relationship that's important. It's not the lack or the presence of desires, it's what is your connection to them? What is your grasping, your clinging, your attachment to those? And it's kind of like if you grab something with your hand and you have it in your hand, whether it's your cell phone, okay? And someone's trying to hand you another cell phone, and you can't put them both in one hand. So by having that attachment, you eliminate the things that come into your life. So not only do you cause suffering in yourself, you also eliminate opportunities, both for growth and for opportunity to experience a deeper, wider field of experiences that every day offers up. There's so many things that we just simply ignore and don't realize happen to us. So that's the first thing, is the whole thing of desire in the sense of attachment, of grasping, of clinging, is to let that go. And by letting it go, then what is. There's a branch of philosophy, they're called the Stoics, that actually taught the very same thing that Buddhism teaches, where basically you accept reality as it is, because there's things you can change and things you can't change. Mm-hmm. Our problem is knowing the difference. Mm-hmm. And we spend so much of our emotional energy and so much of our focus trying to change things that just, they can't be changed. They already are. Our only real option is to accept reality as it is. Mm-hmm. And there's such an ease, such a release, such a relaxation into the present moment at that moment. When you say it is what it is, that the freedom there, you instantly know the Buddha was a very, very wise man. And there's so much freedom in that.
This is why I wanted to have you on, because I find you just have this ability to break things down very simply and very quickly too.
Thank you.
And make it so much easier to understand. I know when I was doing the studying for the classes, this is when I found you, when you were speaking on a version on your channel. And I'm going to link to your channel in these notes too, so they can go and check it out. So even when I'm listening to you, and I'm finding that I'm okay, yeah, that gives me a lot of stress relief when I hear you talk about this, and then I still have this little niggling question between having healthy attachment to wanting to better my life and relaxing into things as they are. So I know both you and I were sick last week, and we had to reschedule our interviews. And so I think, I can only speak for myself, but I know I spent a lot of time relaxing in bed, sleeping it off and accepting it as it was. But then there's also this, you know, taking action as well. So not completely accepting things as if they were, but making sure I went to my Chinese medicine doctor, getting the herbs that I need and things like that. So do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes,
yeah.
It seems like a contradiction.
Right.
You must strive to not strive,
yeah, right.
Kind of idea. You must be attached to non-attachment. Otherwise, and in a sense, that is true. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, is if you really are not attached to anything, then why would you improve your life? Why
right.
would I be attached to that? So one of the distinctions that a lot of the more secular meditation practitioners bring, and this is based upon their study of psychology, especially cognitive behavioral psychology, is when they begin to look at it, they look at it as there's healthy or wholesome attachments and unwholesome attachments.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's attachments, and I would say that you can actually look at it differently than that, and I would go further. There's a difference between connection and attachment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You should be connected to your highest goals, connected to your highest ideals, but not attached to them.
Okay.
Connected means that you're striving for it, but if you don't, because you probably won't get them, you're not suffering because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of you're pushing yourself to that higher ideal,
mm-hmm.
but not clinging to it so that if you don't get it, it becomes, you know, pain and suffering
right.
and agony. And the whole, then you get into that whole self-esteem thing. I never can do it. You know, everything I do always fails. It seems like the more I try, the more
right.
I fail, you know. You can get into that and it becomes a rut.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a circle, a cage that we lock ourselves in. And where if it's just connection, you know, these are the things that are important to me. These are the things I put before me as a goal, as something to excel in, something to strive for. But I strive with the idea of not having to attain.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to balance it. Yeah. And also being aware, is this striving towards something wholesome or something unwholesome? something that would help me in my spiritual development or hinder me in my spiritual development? Will it help me with my relationship with my wife or my daughter or my husband? Or is this going to hinder it? So these are things that I think are important. And these strivings, I think, are wholesome strivings that can be had without the attachment, without the clinging, without the grasping like your life depends on this. You know, so there's an open-handed holding of it rather than a closed hand, if that helps.
I think it really does. And it's these things that we get ourselves caught up in. And I think ultimately when what I'm taking away from this is that desire shouldn't cause suffering. You know, if...
Right.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah, you should have desires, but you shouldn't suffer over them.
Right.
Or a lack of them.
Right. Yay. We figured it out. I love that. Okay, so why don't you tell us, we wanted to keep these interviews nice and short and simple, which I think we've done a good job of. How can people find out more about you and spiritual wisdom?
The best way is just to go to my website, which is at jayforrest.org, which is jayforrest.org. Or if you just in Google and you put Jay Forrest, I'll be the first one on the list. So.
Nice.
Yes.
Nicely done. Thank you so much. And in the show notes, I've linked to my YouTube channel and Jay's YouTube channel. And we would both love it if you would subscribe to our YouTube channels. That helps us out a lot. And if you liked our show today, then click the like button. And we have a question for you to leave in the comments. When in your life, well, let's change the question, actually. How have you deepened your understanding around desire? What's the thing that stands out to you today as a result of listening to this interview? We would love to hear from you. And if you would like a list of the antidotes to the five hindrances, then you can go to the show notes for this today and we scroll down and there's an opt-in box. You can put your email in and I will send you a list of the antidotes to the five hindrances. And also, we will, if you want to go to Namaste Yoga 318, that's a class on desire. It's at melissawest.com/318. And I think that will sum it up for today. So thanks so much for being with us, Jay. It was great to have you with us, and I enjoyed collaborating with you today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.